Okay, ready?
Let's fucking do it. That's me hyping myself up. Chris Johnson here, and it's been kind of a rough couple days. I've been meaning to make this podcast for a few days, but I just haven't been able to find the fucking words to explain it, or at least come across as semi-coherent. But I've been struggling with it. I've been struggling with it for a few days. My buddy Chops is dead. He died in his sleep Thursday night into Friday morning. And if you've listened to the podcast before, I've mentioned Chops quite a bit. His real name was Connor, and this marks the first time that I've ever mentioned anybody's real name on the cast. But you should know that, because he was a real fucking person. He wasn't just some fucking nickname that I made up. Actually, I didn't make it up. My buddy Simon made it up. He called him that when he worked at the radio station show. If you used to listen to the radio station, you know that Connor and I used to work together. We worked together for a couple years there. He was one of the call screeners that sat next to me every single day. And then, you know, he went to Cleveland and came back. He was 34 years old. He was married. He has two little boys. And he's fucking gone. And I got a text message from his mom when I was at work on Friday. Sitting there taking fucking insurance calls, passing the fucking time. I'm thinking, motherfucker, I'm about to take lunch. I had like a couple seconds, which is rare. I looked down at my phone and Chops' mom sent me a message. And his mom and I have chatted on social media. And I was at Chops' wedding. So she knows who I am. And she knows that we're close. And I was like, what the fuck is this, man? His mom sending me a message is fucking great. This is going to be like entertaining bullshit, right? It's not uncommon for me to talk to my buddy's moms. I fucking enjoy it. I've enjoyed it a lot over the years. And I looked at the message and I started reading it. And it said like, you know, Chris, I just wanted to get a hold of you to let you know that Connor died in his sleep last night. And she thanked me for being close to him. And said that the arrangements for his services weren't made yet, and that she'd get back to me on that. The services were the last couple of days. I left work on Friday. As soon as I heard that, I couldn't fucking stay. As a matter of fact, I took a phone call right after that because I didn't have the like capacity to like disconnect my headset. So a call came through. I probably burned that motherfucker right to the ground, stumbling all over myself. So I left. I left work. I went to the grocery store with the judge and old Nitz McGee after that, just to kind of take my mind off shit so I could function. And then the wake was on Monday, and it was fucking as awful as you can imagine. And then the funeral services were yesterday, and I have not been back to work since. I'm gonna go back in today, I think. I'll go back in today. Fuck it. You know what? We'll do it. We'll go back in today. I was not gonna fucking do it on the day of the services, though. Fuck that. Wakes are always the toughest, I think. The funeral service wasn't very easy either. But the wakes are fucking, they're just fucking miserable, right? I mean, nobody has a fucking good time at those things. I walk in there and his mom saw me immediately. A woman that I've never officially met walked right up to me and gave me a hug, and I couldn't even fucking form words. You know what I mean? I tried to talk, but I couldn't fucking do it. What do you fucking say? What do you say to his fucking mom and his fucking wife who wanted to see you, and his father-in-law who walked up to you and knew who the fuck you were and you've never met him? What the fuck do you say to those people? Because I can barely function because I talk to him all the time and I fucking can't now, but you're face-to-face with his fucking mom and his wife. Like, what do you fucking tell him? What the fuck do you tell him? You say the obligatory shit that you're sorry, and then you just try to fucking form sentences and not come off like a fucking idiot. I'm stumbling backwards into fucking flowers and shit. I'm bumping into shit. It was fucking awful. I gotta get fucking consoled by them, for Christ's sake? Jesus, fucking, oh my God. I felt like an asshole. I mean, I probably shouldn't, but I did. God damn. I was probably there for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and I fucking left, and I felt like I just ran a fucking marathon. I was so tired, I felt like shit. And then you know you gotta fucking get up in the morning and do it all again the next day. And you fucking do it. Because you fucking have to, right? Because you fucking have to. It's Wednesday, and this is the longest stretch of time I have gone without talking with him back and forth in the last 10 fucking years since I've known him. I probably haven't seen him in years. People shit on electronic communication. But electronic communication is fucking beautiful because we never lost contact and we talked all the fucking time and he was always fucking there. I messaged him about fucking everything. All my little stupid bullshit, my fucking runs. I sent him pictures of the fucking medals. I sent him pictures of the fucking superhero shirts. He fucking loved all of it. His mom told me that he laughed anytime she brought my fucking name up. And I realized something when she said that. Like, I fucked up a lot of things in my day, and I got a lot of fucking regrets. I do not have any with him. And I'm proud of that. Doesn't make it any fucking easier, but at least I can fucking say that. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people can't fucking say that. A lot of times people, they'll wait too fucking long before they say anything, or they'll fucking lose contact or all that bullshit. I never fucking happened with him. I was never pissed at him. We never fucking fought. We never fucking argued. It was fucking great from start to fucking finish. And I just don't know how the fuck this is even possible. You know, because there's some fucking garbage people out there. They're going to wake up tomorrow and they're going to still be fucking garbage and they're going to treat people like shit. And there's just shit all over the place in the fucking world. But he was not shit and everybody fucking loved him. And from the fucking moment I met him to the end, he was always fucking great. He met his wife when he was in fucking high school. I went to their fucking wedding. All he talked about was having a family, and he had two fucking young boys, like 4 and 2, and everything just seemed so fucking great for him. And then I think of myself, like, you know, like, I'm a fucking mess, but, like, I almost get angry with myself. Like, motherfucker, like, you're fucking healthy, you're fucking upright, you got your fucking health and everything. Like, he's got two fucking boys that don't have a fucking dad anymore. Like, how the fuck can I be, like, worried about myself? You know what I mean? I almost think it's, like, selfish, but everybody's got to fucking grieve, but I still feel fucking selfish. It's just fucking devastating, you know? Fuck. Sometimes when you're really close to somebody, you don't realize like how close you actually are until like the next message doesn't come, or you want to reach out and you fucking can't fucking do it, you know? I've had several situations over the past few days where like crazy fucking like funny little bullshit has happened. The kind of stuff that I would not tell anybody else, but I would fucking tell him because I would always fucking tell him because I knew he'd fucking love it. And like that stuff comes up and I still have the fucking inkling like, motherfucker, Chops is gonna fucking love this. I gotta shoot him a message, but I fucking can't. Even if you do everything right with all the relationships you have, it doesn't really make it any easier. Like, not having any regrets is great, and I would encourage you to not have any regrets in any fucking relationship that you fucking have, but it's still gonna fucking be devastating if and when that person is gone, especially if it just fucking happens overnight, you know? He messaged me the night before. He went to sleep Thursday, didn't wake up Friday. He sent me a message Thursday night. He laughed about something I said to him and asked me how the fuck I remembered it, because I remember all this fucking obscure bullshit. Some story he told me 8 fucking years ago, probably one time I remembered and reiterated to him, and he fucking loved it. And then I responded to it, and I saw that he saw the response, and then I got a message the next night that he was fucking gone. Man, oh man, you can fucking go at any time, huh? You can go at any fucking time. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to deal with the fact that I can never send him another fucking message again. It just seems fucking impossible, because nobody can fucking replace it, you know what I mean? Even if you talk to people, even if you meet new people, it's different. It's not the same fucking history. It's not the same fucking dynamic. It's not fucking 10 years worth of stuff that you had. Oh, God fucking damn, dude. Shit comes and goes, you know. I've been doing pretty well overall. I knew it'd be difficult to fucking talk about it, but I gotta fucking talk about it. How the fuck can I fucking talk about it? If me or you or anybody else out there has fucking half the impact on the people that you fucking meet in your fucking life, that Chops had on the people in his, then we fucking won. We've all fucking won. And I wanted you to know how fucking awesome he was, and I wanted you to know that I fucking love him. And just remember, this shit can happen at any fucking time. So keep that in mind when you're going through your fucking day. Like, all this shit's fucking temporary. It's all bullshit. Your job, your career, it's all fucking nonsense. It doesn't mean anything. What fucking matters is the relationships you have with people and what kind of person you are overall. Nobody gives a shit what you did or how well you performed at your fucking job or any of that nonsense. What fucking matters is when there's a fucking visitation service, all the people that fucking showed up because you fucking touched them. Because everybody fucking loved you and you made a fucking difference in their fucking life. That's the only thing that fucking matters. Stop worrying about fucking nonsensical bullshit. And just live and live now and fucking enjoy it and don't wish your fucking life away and stop worrying about planning all this nonsense. Please just focus on what the fuck you have in front of you, because it's gonna be gone. And even if, like, I don't fucking regret a second of it. I never lost contact with this man, ever. And it's still fucking devastating. So just soak up every chance you fucking got to fucking talk to the people you love and to fucking be there for them and to just enjoy yourself, because you have no fucking idea when it's gonna go. Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for bearing with me for all that shit. I may have broken my maybe 5 minutes rule with this one, but I don't really give a shit, because I wanted you to know that he was fucking great. I don't know if any of this is coherent, but it is what it is, you know? And we'll be back to normal with this cast with my typical bullshit on Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. And hopefully I don't have to fucking talk about anything like this again anytime soon. So please take care of yourselves. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode's there, website or the app. You can catch me on Twitter @JohnsonHateYou, on Instagram @maybe5minutes, and you can catch the podcast on my Facebook timeline too.